Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Sebuah film yang bercerita mengenai salah satu orang paling berpengaruh di Amerika, Dick Cheney, yang juga menjadi wakil presiden Amerika di era pemerintahan George W. Bush, baru saja diluncurkan. Dibintangi Christian Bale dan Amy Adams, yang menjadi Dick dan Lynn Cheney, berjudul Vice.
I want you to be my VP. I want you. You're my vice.
Well, George, honey, I'm the CEO of a large company. And I have been Secretary of Defense. And I have been White House Chief of Staff. The vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job. Uh-huh. However, if we came to a different understanding, I can handle the more mundane jobs, overseeing bureaucracy, military, energy, and foreign policy.
Yeah, right. I like that.
Berperan sebagai Dick Cheney yang sejak awal penulisan naskah, dikatakan penulis dan sutradaranya Adam McKay, memang ditujukan untuk diperankan dirinya. Christian Bale mengaku awalnya menyangka kalau dirinya hanya akan menjadi aktor pendukung, bukan pemeran Dick Cheney, yang tercatat juga sebagai wakil presiden paling berpengaruh di Amerika, di mana ia sempat tidak tertarik untuk memerankannya.
It's quite a stretch in the imagination for Adam, wasn't it? To go, because he said to me he had written it with me in mind. So I go, really? Why would you have done that? You know, I initially thought he was coming to me for some supporting role, and then he said no, it's by Cheney. And he just we sort of made a deal of I thought it was going to be impossible, but I also didn't really want to do that much work. I just thought this is going to be a lot of work. And I was I didn't realize how difficult this is going to be. I don't really want to do that.
Tapi setelah melakukan banyak penelitian akan kehidupan Dick Cheney dan tes awal untuk penampilan, akhirnya ia malah merasa terobses untuk memerankannya.
It was really just I'd become really fascinated and started to get obsessed with the whole thing.
Amy Adams pun setelah melakukan banyak research jadi semakin tertarik memerankan tokoh perempuan yang menjadi istri Dick Cheney, Lynn Cheney, di mana ia menampilkan sosok perempuan yang bukan hanya seorang istri dari wakil presiden Amerika, tapi sebagai seorang perempuan yang memiliki karakter yang sangat kuat.
Yeah, when I was studying and researching, my daughter asked me what I was going to play, and I said, oh, I'm playing Dick Cheney's wife. And she said, why are you always playing a wife or a girlfriend? And I realized even I had assigned her a position that was in relationship to Dick Cheney, and it changed the way that I viewed her. Because I was like, you know what? No, I'm playing Lynn Cheney. She's married to Dick Cheney. She is his wife. But she has her own identity.
Melalui film Vice ini, dikatakan Christian Bale, penonton bisa mengenal Dick Cheney secara lebih personal, di luar dari sosoknya sebagai wakil presiden yang berkuasa.
I found that if you removed enormously horrific things, the Iraq war, you know, warrantless wiretapping, enhanced interrogation, all of that, you do get this love story. You get this incredibly devoted man.
I believe we can make this work.
Hot damn.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, Twitternya ya. Terus Instagram @VOArantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryuna Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.